Chelsea Clinton slams Democrat Ilhan Omar for anti-Semitism. By Joel B. Polak on February 10, 2019. Former first daughter Chelsea Clinton called out Representative Ilhan Omar, DMN, on Sunday evening for using an anti-Jewish stereotype when she alleged that members of Congress had been paid to support Israel. Omar began by tweeting "It's all about the Benjamin's baby" in response to a comment by left-wing Israel critic Glenn Greenwald in which he lamented that Congress in general, and Republicans in particular, supported Israel. It's all about the Benjamin's baby. Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 10, 2019. Omar's response triggered a torrent of criticism, including from left-wing pundits critical of Israel. "We'd love to know who at Ilhan MN thinks is paying American politicians to be pro-Israel, though I think I can guess. Bad form, Congresswoman. That's the second anti-Semitic trope you've tweeted." Batya Ungar Sargon, at Bungar Sargon, February 11, 2019. The first-term Minnesota Democrat, whom Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, DCA, promoted to the House Foreign Affairs Committee last month, answered, "IPAC." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 11, 2019. Omar's reference to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, IPAC, referred to a common theme in anti-Semitic commentary on the extreme left and right. IPAC is a lobby group that does not donate to candidates. Ungar Sargon, among others, was not impressed. "Please learn how to talk about Jews in a non-anti-Semitic way. Sincerely, American Jews." Batya Ungar Sargon, at Bungar Sargon, February 11, 2019. In the ensuing Twitter melee, Omar retweeted the left-wing journalist who said of her comments, "She might as well call us hook-nosed." She apparently only noticed the first part of his tweet, where he echoed her criticism of Israel. Eventually, Chelsea Clinton weighed in. "Co-signed as an American. We should expect all elected officials, regardless of party, and all public figures to not traffic in anti-Semitism." Chelsea Clinton, at Chelsea Clinton, February 11, 2019. That drew a response from others on the left, who continued to slam IPAC. Disappointed at Chelsea Clinton is pilling on at Ilhan MN instead of reaching out to her. She is a new mock and figuring out how to navigate calling out IPAC, which is a terrible organization aligned with BP, and learning that a lot of folks will assume the worst. Melissa Byrne, at McBurn, February 11, 2019. IPAC is not aligned with any particular Israeli government, but rather supports the U.S.-Israel alliance in general. Others were even more abusive, and Clinton stood her ground against Omar's anti-Semitic language and tropes. Chelsea Clinton, at Chelsea Clinton, February 11, 2019. Nevertheless, Chelsea Clinton responded by promising to reach out to Omar. "Hi Melissa, I will reach out to her tomorrow. I also think we have to call out anti-Semitic language and tropes on all sides, particularly in our elected officials and particularly now." Chelsea Clinton, at Chelsea Clinton, February 11, 2019. Omar replied to the overturn by suggesting her critics were attacking her for her Muslim faith. "Chelsea, I would be happy to talk. We must call out smears from the GOP and their allies. And I believe we can do that without criticizing people for their faith. I look forward to building an inclusive movement for justice with you." Ilhan Omar, at Ilhan MN, February 11, 2019. At no point did Omar acknowledge that what she had said was in any way anti-Semitic or offensive. Chelsea Clinton's husband, Mark Mesvinsky, is Jewish. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. He is also the co-author of How Trump Won, The Inside Story of a Revolution, which is available from Regnery. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.